T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For those of you who normally listen to me between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m., do not panic. Filling in for Tommy Tucker today. So, just in case you were worried and thought maybe your clock was wrong, it is 7:16 a.m. And every day at this time, we've been checking in with the president of Lafourche Parish, Archie Chasson. Archie, you got to be worried with these rains headed this way from what is now Tropical Storm Nicholas. I got to imagine a lot of your residents don't have terribly secure roofing materials right now.
Yeah, it's crazy, Dave. I signed my 17th state of emergency yesterday for Tropical Storm Nicholas after being in office for only 19 months. So I guess I'm batting 1,000 right now.
Well, yeah, that's almost one a month. That's a lot of states of emergency.
Yeah, we're our public works crews are busting their butts to try to clear drainage canals, clear ditches. You know, we have a few of those neighborhoods, the area around North LaRose, what we call the industrial park neighborhood, some areas in Bayou Buff that all end as almonds that flooded for Hurricane Ida. So we're working to try to clear their drainage systems first with contract crews. We have an engineering battalion from National Guard that's trying to help us out so we can make sure they drain, and we have our rest of our public crews, you know, spread out across the parish, looking at major outfalls, looking at interior ditches and neighborhoods that may have cooking some silting in, or some you know, filling in with tree branches or leaves or stuff like that from Hurricane Ida. So if we do get the rains that they're anticipating over the next couple of days, that we don't have any significant flooding issues from a totally separate system.
I'm hearing from some of your residents that still have a roof, because many of them don't, obviously, that they're frustrated that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers hasn't come and put their blue roof on yet, and they haven't been able to find a roofer to do it either because of all the demand. I got to imagine we're going to see a lot of people have more damage now with all this rain, and not for lack of trying to get their roof covered, but just because they're either unable or don't know how to do it themselves and couldn't find anyone to do it for them.
Yeah, you know, I had a very frank conversation with Colonel Murphy and Colonel Miller from the Corps yesterday about the lack of the Blue Roof program. You know, they have done really good at signing people up. We have almost 3,200 registrants in the Blue Roof program, but only 91 of those applications has been turned over to a contractor. And I basically vented my frustration about how completely unacceptable that was. You know, we were ground zero for this storm, and that, you know, especially in the South Lafourche community, if there was any places that Blue Roof needed to go first, it was right here. And I think they got the message. I may have used a little bit of colorful language, but I think we got our point across. So they promised that in the next few days, you know, rain is going to hamper them over the next couple of days, and that's a sad thing, that we're probably going to have some more damage to people's homes because they couldn't get off the ground fast enough. But they assured me that in the coming days after the rain, or even in breaks during the rain, that we would see additional crews coming in Lafourche to do those programs. So we're pushing them as hard as we can. We continue to push FEMA as hard as we can to finish their building assessments, to set up their disaster recovery centers, to get those 7 locations up across the parish so people can apply for FEMA assistance, or if they have any questions, or if they've already gotten their denial letter, that they can go in and have a place to talk to somebody where they can get their lives back together. Also pushing very hard for sheltering. We're working with our federal delegation, working with our state delegation, the governor's office, to get FEMA off at square one with this as well, so we don't have to wait 2 or 3 months to get some type of direct housing or something into Lafourche for our residents to live in. You know, I have an employee who sleeps every night in a bridge house because he lost his entire home during Ida. The fact that he's still living in that bridge house, you know, two plus weeks after the storm, and we can't figure out any transitional sheltering for him with FEMA, is a problem for me. And again, I may have used some colorful language on a phone call yesterday with FEMA, But I'm hitting a frustrating point with trying to get some of this stuff off the ground so we can take care of our people.
Well, Archie, I appreciate you're not using that same colorful language with us on the radio, but I understand your frustration and why you've had to use that, both with the Corps, who you would think they've done this before. The Blue Roof program is nothing new to them. You got to imagine they have contractors, they have materials, and they know that they're going to need to activate this program. But yet, did they indicate any reason to you why so few people anywhere in Southeast Louisiana have actually seen their Blue Roof go on yet?
So some of it was procurement of materials and contractors being able to get in. As we clear roads, it's always a slow ramp up because we have to do some things internally before people can start to travel. Electricity is an issue as well. So I told them that while I understand the procurement of materials part, the rest of it is BS, because if we can get pod sites up and running and get commodities to people, you guys can get tarps and roofing nails down in Lafourche and start stapling roofs on people's houses.
I got to imagine you didn't use the abbreviation BS when you said that. No, Archie Chasson is the president of Lafourche Parish. When we come back, I want to talk more about that transitional housing, what it might look like for people in Lafourche who can't live in their homes right now or living in them, even though they probably shouldn't be. Are we talking about trailers? Are we talking about off-site remote housing? What are we talking about? And we'll take a look at that Public Service Commission map and see how the power restoration's going and get Archie's response to that for Lafourche Parish after this. Check on traffic on WWL. 7:25, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. We're getting our update from Lafourche Parish and President Archie Chasson talking about the colorful language he used in his conversation with FEMA yesterday about people need a place to live so they can either come home to Lafourche Parish or they can get out of their homes that they're probably living in. It's not terribly safe for them right now. Archie, did they give you any indication of what that transitional housing might look like? Are they talking about putting people in hotels far from their homes? Are they talking about bringing in FEMA trailers again? What are they talking about?
So it's a combination. So FEMA's transitional sheltering program is already open. So you can go in and apply and live in a hotel. The problem that we're seeing is that a lot of our local hotels took damage, or they're already booked up by energy or private contractors or debris guys who are working all across the Bayou region. So you're having to stay in a hotel in Lafayette, Alexandria, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, and it's not feasible to drive 2.5-3 hours every day to come check on your stuff or start to rebuild. So we're working very hard with them that as our local hotels open back up, to find rooms for those people. There are three other options. The well-known FEMA trailers, what they like to call direct housing, which is basically a mobile home that they slide in on your driveway that you can live in while you're rebuilding. They did some of that after Laura out in Southwest Louisiana. If we did some type of man camp where we either find a big expanse of property and bring in trailers or we find a waterfront piece of property and we could float in a flotail, which is living quarters on barges. So we're pushing all of those options. Look, I'm open to anything. And I think as resilient as the Cajun people are, as long as they have a dry place to stay and lay their head, they're going to be okay. It doesn't have to be the Hilton. They're just looking for something better than a house with little or no roof or something that still leaks. So we had a conversation yesterday about that. We have a conversation with the federal delegation and Congressman Scalise Thursday afternoon with FEMA to try to continue to push this up, because again, they're telling us a couple of months before the first trailer would arrive, and again, that's really not acceptable. I can't ask our residents to live where they're living or whatever their temporary situations are for another 60 days until we can figure out how to do this. We've worked out, the one good thing for us is that we don't have zoning here in Lafourche Parish. I don't have the other issues that some other parishes have about mobile home, where they can go and that sort of stuff. If you got one, let's bring it, let's get it in, let's get our people dried up so they can start to rebuild their homes.
About what percentage of Lafourche residents do you think are actually living in Lafourche right now?
So I would venture to guess that we have probably about 3/4 of our population back, just based on traffic, what we've seen, people moving around. We only think about half of the population left for the storm, and that was a majority of everybody basically from Highway 90 south. We didn't see a whole lot of evacuations from 90 going north into Thibodaux, mainly because, they're a little bit more protected. But we think we have about 3/4 of the population back. We still have about 95 people in a shelter up in Assumption Parish. We're working on doing damage assessments on their homes so we can figure out if they can come back or if we can find them some transitional sheltering or family and friends to stay with. But everybody's kind of back up and moving.
Yeah, but you have less than half your power. According to the Public Service Commission at 6 o'clock last night, you still got 57% power out.
Yeah. And look, Energy has about 2,000 linemen on the ground right now. They're working very hard. We ought to pick up some more customers today. I can't fault Energy for the job that they're doing. Their guys are great. The more assets they throw at us, as more power comes on, the better off we'll be.
Archie Chasson, the president of Lafourche Parish. I like the fact that you're at least finding things to be optimistic about and silver linings to find after calling 17 emergency orders in 19 months as president and having to resort to colorful language to get the Corps of Engineers and FEMA to move a little faster and more to your liking. So hang in there, man, and keep fighting the good fight. We appreciate it, and we know you'll update us again tomorrow morning here on WWL.
We'll either laugh or cry, Tommy, so we just choose to laugh. Thanks, David.
There you go. Laugh or cry. I think laughing is absolutely the better way to go most of the time. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker. We're going to check on... Ooh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.